Hey friends, my name is Blue Cat and Zero.
And I'm Sylvan Arnold.
And welcome to the Morning Rog.
On this podcast, we'll ask a handful of jugglers from different backgrounds a couple of questions, ranging from their favorite juggling memories to their biggest juggling pet peeves. This week's question is, when you first learned to juggle, who would you have wanted to have as your first coach?
We'll take their answers and put them into a short, consumable episode, accompanied by our own thoughts and a short juggling news segment run by Ella Catanzaro, IGA Junior Silver Medalist.
I'm Ella Catanzaro, and welcome to my segment, Under Ella's Umbrella, where we talk about the recent happenings in the juggling world. A new year brings new challenges, and I'm especially excited that we have some amazing people doing weekly challenges here. Last year, we had the Bransom Challenge, which was run by Emma Hornell and Mark Williams, and this year, they started a new one called the Balance Challenge. Hopping on that trend of challenges, we have Bo doing a no-beat challenge that mainly focuses on poi, but you know, you can do that with other stuff. Lastly, we have the Tomoto Challenge run by Mike Moore and Dan Barron. Make sure to follow them on Instagram to stay up to date and post using their hashtags. Next up, we have another new surprise of 2022. The Juggling Awards! Run by Zach McAllister, but voted by the people, the award ceremony was streamed January 14th, so make sure to watch that on Zach's YouTube. This has been Ella's Umbrella, and I hope you enjoyed. Stay cool and rog on!
Alright, thank you Ella, and thank you everyone who answered our questions. It was a real honor to get to listen to all of your responses. You are the fuel that makes this podcast run, so thank you all. Yeah, let's get into the question. Who would you want to be your coach when you first learned how to juggle?
First up, we have my sister, Ella Catanzaro. We've been juggling together for many years.
I feel like I wouldn't want a coach when I first learned to juggle. I would just want, like, somewhere to be social and to juggle and to have other people, like, encourage me. But, like, one specific coach just for me, because I would just be starting out. So I wouldn't want to focus on, like, all this other stuff. I'd want to explore a little bit on my own. So I feel like the answer to your question is nobody.
All right. Thank you very much, Ella. So that really touched on a lot of things that I find really important. One being the sense of responsibility that comes with having a juggling coach in particular. When you're first learning how to juggle, often, at least in my case, I didn't really want all the information. I didn't want to know everything. It's like you just kind of want to focus on one thing at a time and just learn how to juggle. And maybe having a coach would give you a sense of responsibility that you didn't want if you weren't trying to pursue juggling at a higher level.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think another thing, at least for me, is that I feel like being able to be without a coach for the majority of the time when I first started to learn how to juggle, it gave me a sense of discipline that I wouldn't have gotten if I'd had someone to kind of hold my hands. Like, I learned how to keep myself motivated instead of being externally motivated by a coach.
All right. Next up, we have Frederick Buford, or Freddo, as those in the circus world know him as. Freddo is an amazing clown and a really good ring juggler. And a dear, dear friend.
Hello, my name is Frederick Buford, or Freddo, as a lot of people in circus call me. I would have absolutely wanted Delaney Bayless to be my coach. I saw her in the 2016 Smirkus Big Top Tour, and that was really my introduction to ring juggling. She juggled 7 in the show, and that to me was insane, and that really just, like, that became my vision, like the ultimate vision of juggling to me. I actually even interviewed Delaney for a school project in like 6th or 7th grade. Like, I called her, I like asked all these questions. It was great. I was like starstruck. I love that woman.
Of course, big fan of Delaney myself. Wanted to touch on how inspiring other jugglers can be and how important it is that you are nice to people who are maybe not as good as you are or just starting out, and just being a good role model, because you never know, like, who you're going to inspire, and that can be a huge payoff later. Next up, we have Delaney Bayless. Very embarrassing note, my sister and I pronounced it as Bales for the longest time, and Delaney is so humble that she just never corrected us. We even coached for her by like a year and a half. Anyways, here she is answering our questions. We're very excited to have her on our podcast. Delaney Bayless, everyone.
I learned to juggle when I was 13 years old. My uncle taught me to juggle at a family gathering event. From there, I went home and watched a lot of YouTube videos and pretty much learned the rest from there. I've definitely had some really good coaching and advice over the years, but if I had to pick someone to coach me from the very beginning, I'd probably say Nick Gatto has to be the answer. His focus on numbers and perfect technique would be a great place to start, and he obviously knew what he was doing.
All right, thank you so much, Delaney. Delaney coached Blue and I this summer at Smirkus, and it was a huge honor and a lot of fun. Delaney is a super humble and kind person, and yeah, I learned a lot. Anything to add, Blue?
I have so much to say about Delaney. She coached us, like I mentioned before, my sister and I, for about, I think, a year and a half, almost 2 years at this point. And honestly, I still get scared sometimes when I receive like a text message being like, oh, nice job, Blue. I'm like, oh my God, like Delaney Bayless like texted us. This is crazy. I think it's really interesting she had the only technical response. Like the other people we asked were super flow focused. Like you'll hear later Maddox talks about Ani and a lot of other like Ricardo, people who are more like dance oriented as opposed to technical. And Delaney as a coach has really pushed me towards technical juggling too, which I really appreciate. Thank you, Delaney, for coaching me and for pushing me toward that kind of stuff, because Lord knows I need it. I wanted to mention this with Delaney specifically because she's my first juggling coach. What I did before a lot was I had you shouldn't be as proud of your juggling if you were coached by someone. Like if you had received help that somehow made you lesser and like a lesser juggler, which is so unfair. It was a terrible viewpoint to have, but that's what I just believed for a long time. Like being self-made was like the goal.
All right. So I've got some exciting news, Blue. Delaney sent us a little extra clip along with this recording, which I'm going to play for y'all.
A little side note here. A lot of people ask me if I've ever broken the TV in that room, and the answer is yes. I actually did when I was probably 15. I was watching the Little League World Series, and I was just kind of like swinging the club, sort of like a baseball bat with one hand, and I turned away from the TV, kind of swung and accidentally let go of it backwards, and, you know, heard a thud, and I looked back and there was a giant crack in the screen. I showed my dad, and he was pretty cool about it, and I went out and I bought a new one.
A little context here. Delaney often posts videos of her juggling in a room with television, like right in front of her juggling pattern. And half the comments on these videos are, wow, that's so amazing, and asking the very question she just answered. Blue and I shared many a giggle over this, and we hope you did too. Thank you, Delaney. All right, next up, we've got Maddox. Maddox is an incredible juggler, an incredible acrobat, a good friend of both of ours, and a fellow Smirko. Here he is.
When first learning to juggle, I definitely wish that I could have had Ani Toivonen or Ricardo Mendez as my coach, because I feel that they're just absolute icons of ball juggling and club juggling, and both very creative and interesting and incredibly unique. So I feel like even if it was just beginning juggling they were teaching me, I feel like they could instill a lot of good ideas for later.
All right, thank you, Maddox. And I very much agree. Ricardo and Ani, absolute icons, both legendary jugglers, both jugglers who I really admire. And I think what you're saying about just instilling new ideas for later is really, really important. I find that when I began to juggle, like knowing what is possible really helped me to like stay motivated and like have something to kind of like strive for. And I think that is really important.
Last response, we got Lev. Great friend of mine, amazing juggler. He's gotten crazy, crazy good in the last year.
I'm gonna have to go with Theo LeBlanc. So a little backstory to explain why I choose Theo. So when I was first learning how to juggle, I for sure did learn through ball cascade, then tennis, right? Those basic first tricks. But what was really lacking for me was getting a sense of the possibilities with juggling. I had no concept of different aesthetics within juggling, or really juggling for aesthetic value at all. I didn't understand the idea of distinct styles. I didn't even know about really basic building blocks of juggling, like crossing your arms or throwing a ball straight up instead of crossing. I would have been shocked if somebody had showed me a reverse cascade, much less a Mills mess. I mean, I would have freaked out, like, whoa, that's possible? And I think that was really harmful for my juggling experience. I saw juggling as basically just a party trick, and like, maybe if you're really good, you can do a whole lot of catches of three balls instead of just a few, or if you're extra good, maybe you can do four balls. I didn't know about juggling as an art form or as a science.
Absolutely agree, Lev. I think a sense of the possibility is very, very important. A lot of people don't actually know what you can do with juggling, and I think if they did, more people would like it, because probably the vast majority of people that know about juggling know it as maybe something that clowns do, or just like a silly thing, not something that can be beautiful and something that can be exciting. And I really wish more people knew the possibilities, as you were saying, because I think more people would enjoy it and would be jugglers.
So here's how I think Theo would have made that experience different for me. Theo is a super technically gifted juggler, super creative, and super knowledgeable. He works with all kinds of props. He's masterful at all of them. And he just has this really deep, intuitive understanding of how juggling works, both mechanically and a really deep understanding of juggling visually, right, as an art form, what audiences like, why certain juggling moves just look satisfying and look nice.
Lev, I think you touched on something Theo does super, super well. It's a super important skill to have. It's what looks good to an audience. And I think it's almost never the most important skills that we do as a juggler. Like, it's so hard to think of what's going to be aesthetically pleasing to the audience, which is why it's important to, like, re-record things and ask non-jugglers what they think of a trick. Because to us, like, a Mills mess is not that difficult or impressive, but, like, to someone who's never seen it before, it looks crazy.
I just want to give a little context to who Theo is. He is a smirko. He just graduated this past year. He's studying at ECQ right now, studying cigar boxes. He is also an amazing acrobat and a really good technical juggler as well with other props. He has an Instagram account right now called 100 Days of Boxes, where he's posting a new cigar box juggling trick every day, and he's got some really impressive stuff on there, so go check it out, 100 Days of Boxes on Instagram. Yeah, thanks, Lev.
Thank you so much to all of our listeners and to everyone who responded to our questions. Our next episode, we're going to be asking jugglers what they wish they were better at.
You can stream The Morning Rog on Spotify and follow at The Morning Rog on Instagram to stay updated on our new episodes. Rog on, keep juggling, and we'll catch you on the other side.